window, or you'll receive a $50 credit. So don't settle for Uverse, friends. Make the switch to Xfinity for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Now, there's no term contract, no early termination fee. Plus, it's all backed by the 30-day money-back Comcast customer guarantee. So don't wait. Call right now, and the number is 1-800-XFINITY, or visit online at Xfinity.com. Now, certain restrictions and requirements apply, so call now for those details and make the switch to the best in-home entertainment with Xfinity. 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com.
Guys, it's time to stock up at Macy's Calvin Klein Underwear for Men sale. This Wednesday, buy one, get the second at 50% off. All Calvin Klein tees, tanks, briefs, boxer briefs, and more. All Calvin Klein stretch, knit, micromodal, and bold micro styles. Our entire collection of Calvin Klein underwear for men, buy one, get the second at 50% off. This Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends September 27th.
For Kate and Peter, remodeling the kitchen on a budget meant thinking creatively about each step along the way. So they met with a loan specialist at First Merit Bank and got a home equity line of credit at 2.99% APR with no closing costs or application fees, flexible payment options, and continuous access to available credit. Now, Kate and Peter are busy celebrating the kitchen of their dreams and toasting to the money they saved. For details on financing your next big expense, including credit costs and terms, call 800-41-MERIT. That's 800-41-MERIT. Or visit firstmerit.com. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval. 2.99% is a variable annual percentage rate. Borrower must have a line of $50,000 or more with a minimum draw of $20,000 at time of closing and set up an automatic payment from a First Merit checking account to obtain this rate. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know what's awesome? Being able to try stuff out. That's why clothing stores have fitting rooms and why restaurants have sampler platters with, like, all the appetizers. And I can't even imagine choosing a Froyo flavor without sampling. Talk about brain freeze. That's why Sprint is giving you the opportunity to try our amazing network in Chicago with the Sprint Satisfaction Guarantee. When you switch to Sprint, you can take your time and get a feel for what we're all about. Call up your cousins in California. Upload photos of your adventures all around the city. Stream your favorite playlists on your L-Train commute. Put us to the test and see what you think. If for whatever reason Sprint isn't your flavor after 14 days, just bring your phone back in and we'll refund the phone cost and activation fee. It's that easy. We're willing to bet that you'll love our network. But you don't have to take our word for it. Try us out with the Sprint Satisfaction Guarantee. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Excludes actual usage charges. Activation and restocking fee may still apply. Re-refund device cost. Restrictions apply.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Broncos, Chiefs, your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night Night.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just after 4 o'clock. And from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. You can credit Jason Hamill with a failing grade this afternoon as the Pirates beat the Cubs 5-4. Hamill didn't get out of the fourth inning, 3 2/3 innings to be exact. He gave up 4 runs. However, he didn't suffer the loss in the Pirates 5-4 victory over the Cubs. That went to Justin Grimm, who gave up an RBI on a sac fly to Starling Marte in the eighth inning as the Pirates prevailed in the first of a day-night doubleheader. The final was 5-4. Chris Coughlin had a sac fly. Tommy LaStella with a pinch-hit RBI double. The other two Cub runs both scored on wild pitches, but the Pirates prevail 5-4. They now lead the Cubs by 5 games for the top wild card spot. By the way, Pittsburgh with some other impressive numbers. They are 50-22 in their home ballpark. That's the best in the major leagues. They're also 32-5 in one-run games. But Joe Maddon says he still is digging this in his own words.
So I love this kind of stuff. This time of the year, these kind of moments. You go to spring training in February hoping that you could be in this position right now. So there's nothing to be anything about except excited. Let's go play. Let's go play. Go out there. Keep doing what we had been doing. They're good. We're good. Let's go play our game. Let's. For me right now, it's about pitching and catching the ball. Let's just give them 27 outs, and that really enhances our chances.
And they didn't do it here this afternoon, but they will play again this evening. John Lester goes against J.A. Happ. And by the way, you can hear that entire interview, Joe Madden with Spiegel and Goff from this morning on 670thescore.com. In pro football, the Bears with the day off from practice before resuming tomorrow as they start their preparation for Sunday's game against Arizona. Collegiate news, Texas firing its athletic director, Steve Patterson. He was only on the job less than 2 years, and Rutgers suspending wide receiver Leonte Carew indefinitely after he allegedly slammed a woman he was romantically involved with down on a concrete surface. Carew, by the way, arrested and charged with domestic violence. And in basketball at the European Championships today, Spain defeating Greece 73-71 as Bulls players Pau Gasol and Nico Mirotic combining for 45 points. Football fans, visit cbschicago.com/contest and vote for your favorite football bar, and you may win a spot at the 2015 Tito's Handmade Vodka Football Watch Party. It's coming up on October 4th. It's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original handmade vodka. This scoreboard update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Launch point.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
That's great launch point on Boars and Bernstein. That's their strength.
Now, I saw that report, or that we discussed during transition. Was it Darren Dreger from wherever he was? Is he TSN, or is he one of the
I'm not sure, but I saw the report, yeah.
Where he's sort of went with this idea that there's really no legal reason for Patrick Kane to not be in camp. But that's sort of beside the point. It has nothing to do with whether or not there's a legal reason. It has to do with whether or not there is an actual reason. And I don't think it's possible that you can bring him to camp if you're the Blackhawks. We don't have an answer yet. And he said that one would be expected shortly. They're still trying to, as I understand it, it's still being worked out.
Yes.
The communication between the two parties is not great.
No.
That Kane himself is been properly insulated by his criminal lawyers. And that's where the communication has been. But you wonder, well, why can't he just come play? He can't. Because not only do you have the optics, you have the idea of him before this is resolved, the same thing that EA Sports
that grand
understood.
Jury is still going to convene.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to convene again. It's not forgotten. It is not somewhere.
No, next week.
It's going to happen next week.
Next week, that's going to begin again. Mm-hmm. But it isn't. The huge part of it is the optics, is that the Blackhawks cannot risk having him representing the team at the moment. It just can't. The second part, for me, has to do with the number of players that you're going to have in camp, and then the magnet for not just local media. You're never really worried here about the local media, although I do think that in general the local Blackhawks media has done a nice job in covering this story in particular. And I also have very high hopes for, I don't know if you noticed, but it looks like the Tribune is going to have Chris Hein taking over that beat. And mm-hmm. he's a really good young writer who I think is in a position to shake that up a little bit. So I think it's a solid move for them. But you've got national media, and you've got Canadian media. You've got international media that's then going to be there.
They'd all be there.
And Jonathan Toews already stepped in it. Your captain already just kind of struggled his way through talking about it.
Yep.
Can you imagine what the Rockford Ice Hogs are going to be saying when you've got everybody and even if the team says, Patrick Kane is here, but nobody's talking about any of it. You can't do that. If he's not there, you may have the possibility of saying, with Patrick Kane absent because of an ongoing investigation, we can't talk about any of this, mm-hmm. and nobody is going to talk about any of this. But if he is there, everything can be sort of talked around about. And then how do you ask a question about what his role is on the team without wondering about who's going to be where and when? I mean, just what you do to everybody else, what you do to the tone of your camp.
Horribly awkward and unnecessary. And,
right.
And the Hawks are not going to do that. They're just not going to do that. I mean, nothing's going to be resolved. And we're not saying guilt or innocent. All we're saying is that you look at it, as an organization that has prided itself upon the rebuild and everything it stands for and all the stuff that goes with the Hawks, they don't want him in camp. They're not stupid.
Yeah, they can't.
They don't want him in camp. So, I mean, I think there's a disconnect because you don't want that swarm of people descending upon you like locusts. You don't want that. And you know, and whatever the other side is saying, I know what the Hawks are saying or trying to do, and so far, and I have not succeeded.
I'm not sure really what the negotiation is, but as I understand it, and I think that this is the smartest way to handle it, that there has been at least one idea that's being weighed here is the idea of offering the opportunity for a personal leave.
Correct.
And what that does is when they extend Kane the opportunity for it to be his decision, you avoid precedent because there have not been charges. You avoid then creating a hard either team or league level precedent of somebody can be removed. And I don't know what the NHLPA would say or what the collective bargaining agreement would say.
No idea.
But you would have to be. And I wish the communication between the sides were such that they could have some constructive conversation. They can't.
No, it's not.
And they're not.
Not good. So I think that the Hawks have a solution in their mind that's not being met in the middle at all. It's not up for that at this point. And you're right, the communication is very poor. And I thought that of all the people who handled it and said something that needed to be said was our guy Steve Rosenblum today, saying what needed to be said. Absolutely, 100% saying what needed to be said.
And it has been said, and I know that the guys at the Committed Indian. McClure and Felsey and those guys have done a nice job saying it. But to see it in this space,
yes,
it certainly carries some weight. There was one aspect that bothered me, however. When he talks about what Kane himself and what he's done to his own life.
Mm-hmm.
Said might wreck your team's Stanley Cup hopes, not to mention his life and career. I'm also thinking, regardless, there's somebody else's life that was deeply affected here one way or another, without knowing exactly what happened or how, that it's clear that someone else's life here, that would be that of the accuser, which is more important than Kane's and more important than the hockey aspect of it.
Yeah, and we're not. And by the way, I know you want to. We don't look at it, but we're not pronouncing innocence or guilt.
This is just an
overview of what training camp, what the Blackhawks want it to be, as opposed to what it might be. But I don't believe it for a second. By the way, I don't think under any circumstance. I don't know what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to open up the line of communications pretty quickly because the 18th is coming upon us.
Unless the Kane camp wants to force the Blackhawks' hand or force the NHL's hand. I think that would be an awfully aggressive move, especially for a side of this that has been so quiet publicly. The boldness, as the grand jury convenes, to have that juxtaposition of now there are people who will be deciding if there is a true bill of indictment sent down, as then all of a sudden people are just supposed to pretend that this becomes now that this isn't happening and that it's just hockey. You can't do it.
No. And look, I don't know what eventually it will take, and he's going to have to get to it pretty soon because you only got a couple days left, but you have to understand from that side that what the Blackhawks are trying to tell him, what the message is. It's not a bad message. It's not saying you're fired. It's not saying we never want to see you again. I'm not saying that at all.
There are some who think that, though.
Oh, I know.
Some people who have that we never want to see you again thought there and have from the beginning, and that hasn't changed one bit.
I know. But they're trying to do what makes the most sense.
For everybody.
Yeah. And so far, not interested.
I'm just not quite sure what the goal is then. Is the goal to have some sort of, is there a compensation negotiation that would have to occur here? Because I don't think they can start docking him paychecks. That's not within their rights. I'm not quite sure why either Kane's camp would be so incredibly unaware of what this would be like.
I can't believe they would be.
And I can't
believe they would be. I mean,